Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Jack, give me some.
Hey, Kenny, man, what you doing? Where you been?
Come on, Eli.
Take the chance.
I swear I'll be a shelter from You and me, you and me belong, you and me belong together. And I believe that you, I believe you feel the same. And we are strong, stronger than we ever thought when we were all alone. And I know that times are getting rough, so shorty march, walk with me, cover me, cause you know life can be a battle zone. Cause we coming up on uncharted territory, but we still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
So many obstacles in front of us we can't see. No, but we still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
Let the clouds bring us storm, bring us pain, bring us harm. We're still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
Yeah, yeah. Let the ground rip apart, push us back to the start, and we're still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
Yeah, yeah. Like a soldier, you deserve a purple heart. Sex is great, but making love to you is well worth waiting for. Waiting for the chance, the opportunity, the privilege to take you where you've never been before. You say you've never been in love, a love like this, a love like this is surely meant to stand the test of time. Trust in me, walk with me along this path and never look behind.
I'll tell you what.
Cause we're coming upon uncharted territory, but we still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
So many obstacles in front of us we can't see. No, but we still
march.
I still
march.
You still,
march.
We still
march.
Let the clouds bring us storm, bring us pain, bring us harm, and we're still
march.
I still,
march.
You still
march.
We still
ground,
rip apart, push us back to the start, and we're still
march.
I still,
march.
You still
march.
We still holding in love, pain,
pain.
Waited for so long, got so much to gain. Together, you don't have to walk alone. No, you don't. Long as I exist, you know you don't. Oh, oh, no, 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 no. Cause we're coming upon uncharted territory, but we still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
So many obstacles in front of us we can't see, but we still
march.
I still
march.
You still
march.
We still
march.
just settle down. I know I'm not supposed to come around you no more. I know you're scarred, I know you're jaded. Don't mean no harm, just let me say it. So beautiful, it's outrageous. You're so beautiful that I hate it. And it's all my fault that we faded away. What I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is I will do you right. 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 And people follow same face, different mind. So not today, maybe tomorrow. Could we catch up for a little while? 'Cause you're so beautiful, it's outrageous. You're so genuine, I'm so anxious. This fool you found is the lamest. Brush him off, he can never be what you thought in me.
There we go. All right, we're back. Again, family, I sincerely apologize. We've had some major technical difficulties, but we're working out the kinks. I promise we're definitely working out the kinks. But in the meantime, until we get the very talented Genevieve on the phone, be sure to get all the latest updates, Legend Bringers Do the Walking, and on over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Get all the latest updates, but I will tell you this. We'll be back on air live here on Blog Talk this coming Thursday night as we welcome the very talented and founding member of the legendary R&B group Climax, Miss Bernadette Cooper, Miss Diva herself, as we debut her new album, Last Diva on Earth, Episode 1, Planet Sexy. Lord have mercy. Really looking forward to that. And also, you can catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And also, we're on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL. The Comfort Zone. It's a beautiful thing. And 24-hour nonstop music on live 365. Yeah, get on your phone, download the app, Live 365. And once you do so, all you have to do is let those, and I'm speaking directly to the very intoxicating ladies out there, let your delicate fingers do the walking. Type in LOTL, The Comfort Zone, in big bold. Delicious letters, Lord have mercy. It'll take you right to us. And we will be broadcasting actually on Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time as we get lost in Honey Lounge, always bringing something decadent, delicious, the life one, always pleasurable. But in the meantime, while I got you here, is it okay if we get lost in some more George Tandy Jr. with Alone here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio?
If I change, would you change with me? If I remained, would you remain with me? This is really hard to unravel, and it's almost hard to believe that with all these roads left traveled, and it's just my shadow and me alone.
This is really hard to unravel. Well, here I am again, sitting in front of this computer screen at 3 a.m, paying some bills. And you come across my mind real heavy. And I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny. Just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you.
Legendary Mr. George Duke, missing you in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Man, I want to thank everyone, all the many listeners and supporters out there for bearing with us this evening. Some technical problems, but you know what? That too and has shall pass. So on to bigger and better things. Lord have mercy, man. Gifted vocalist, extremely, extremely gifted. Songwriter, her voice haunting, seducing, music therapy to the teddy bear's ears. I can only be talking about one person, Genevieve Bellamar, and she has a new album, Melancholy Fever. So on behalf of the teddy bear in the comfort zone, it is my honor to welcome Genevieve Bellamar to the show. My queen, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being patient with us and calling us in the show. And also, congratulations on a wonderful new album.
Yeah, thanks. I should correct you just so everybody kind of gets it. It's Genevieve. Not Genevieve, but it's no big deal. I just tell everybody so that everybody gets the hang of it.
You know what? I've sit up and tried to beat my brains to make you, please, I want to pronounce it the correct manner. How do you say it? I want to say it the correct way. What is the correct way of saying it?
Genevieve.
Genevieve. Is that better?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Miss G, first of all,
people just call me G.
Your voice is on your music is so haunting, but at the same time, so very soothing, and you did a fantastic job on the new album. First and foremost, what, as far as what was your mindset or what was your vibe going into the studio working on the new album, Melancholy Fever?
Well, it was my first album, so I had an EP out before, but it was more of a different project, but I think I just kind of went in with no specific mindset. I just went in kind of nervous because I had never worked with, I'd never co-written before, and I never really worked with, I'd worked with a producer before, but not as hands-on of a producer, and these guys that the label was setting me up with were, you know, much more like they start with you, like from the beginning process of writing a song, which was something I never did. It was more just like I would have one and then I would go in and then I'd lay it down and then, you know, all the technical stuff the guy would do. But it wasn't like this, you know, teamwork thing, collaboration. So I think I was really hesitant at first when I was going into it. But it turned out that I really like working with people a lot. I think it's pulled a lot out of me I don't think would have happened if I had done the whole album by myself and just said, no, I'm, you know, not going to write with anybody and go to a studio and write there. It was really interesting to kind of do it that way too, where I was like going to a place to write. It was kind of like work almost. It was a bit strange because I usually would just do it like, you know, walking around at home, or if I was working, when I was working at a grocery store, I would do it at home. And but I think I just kind of realized when I was making that album that every song we were making, because I made about, well, we made about, throughout all the, like, with all the producers we worked with, we made about, like, 25 songs, I think, and then we had to, like, sift through them and choose which ones were the right ones for the album, and I definitely noticed, like, the pattern and the vibe that was happening the whole time was just, like, very mellow and melancholy, so that's, you know, hence, like, Melancholy Fever. That's why I called it that, because I kind of couldn't really get out of that, like, that little, like, state of melancholy when I would be writing, so, long answer, but yeah.
Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, I was definitely, like, an extrovert, like, all, like, I needed to be around people, like, all the time, but I'm definitely finding that I'm more of, like, an introvert as I get older, but I don't know, if I'd consider myself one or the other. I think I'm finding that I'm becoming less tolerable for, like, being around a bunch of people, like, big crowds. I don't do very well in.
Just more content being in your own space, so to speak.
Yeah, and, like, I love being, like, friends and, you know, like, more, like, intimately. Like, I just don't, I'm not really crazy about, like, going to, like, big, you know, big crowds, like, bars and stuff, but I will.
I, you know what, I can definitely relate. And the great thing about listening to the entire album, it takes you to one journey after another. You get a taste of jazz, blues, and then one particular single on the album called Riddle. It definitely has a very rockabilly feel. It takes me back to, you know, the Stray Cats. It has that kind of vibe to it when I'm listening to it. For you personally, how did you feel about the overall project? Were you completely pleased? I don't want to use the term satisfied, because an artist is never truly satisfied with something, because they become too content and that builds complacency. Were you at least pleased with the project?
sorry, it was like Riddle specifically or the whole album?
Just the entire project in general.
The entire project, yes. I am satisfied. Yes, I think that because it's been done for a good amount of time, I think I've sat with it for a long time, and when I sit with something for a long period of time, I'll start to, if I listen to it over and over and over, which I have, which was maybe kind of a mistake on my part, but it's my first album, and I kind of got really excited, and I would just be listening to it, and I think there's just, I started to notice things like, oh, I could have edited that, or I don't like the way I sang that. So, but I'm definitely happy when we finished the project. I was kind of over the moon about the whole album, and I'm still definitely really proud about it.
Absolutely. Well, the entire album resonates, and the listeners have spoken. I mean, the feedback has been incredible, and the album will not be officially available until the 18th, but we can always pre-order. That's what we need to do. The feedback that you've been getting, the love and support that you've been getting, has it sometimes become so a little bit overwhelming?
I'm sorry. It was a little bit hard for me to hear you. It's a bit fuzzy. What was that? Sorry.
No, what I was saying was the positive feedback that you've been getting on the new album, that sometimes it gets somewhat a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sometimes I don't even know about reviews until I see something on Twitter or I'm told about it by management or something, and it's just weird to think about that people and actually legit, radio stations, as I'm talking to one right now, and magazines are reviewing it. It's weird, but it's awesome.
Now, I was also informed by my program director that you are a cat person, and then you also really love fashion. What is it about fashion and cats that really, I guess, perked your curiosity, that you really kind of vibe to?
Did you say cats and fashion?
Cats and fashion.
Yes, I like both a lot. I like cats because they're really soft and they purr and they snuggle with you, and they don't have to be walked out, and they don't eat your shoes. I really like my cats. I have two, and they're my children. So I always grew up with cats, so it's I understand people don't like them. They usually have a bad they have something bad happen with the cat, or they just didn't grow up with them. But I don't know. I can hate them. But fashion. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I don't really know a lot of fashion designers. I like to pay attention to it. If I just think about it, there's a couple of times I've gone on YouTube and just looked up some big designer name, I'll Google it and then look up a runway show, and I love watching their runway shows. I know I like Miu Miu. I watched one of her runway shows and it was awesome, and I think I like fashion because I don't know, when I get up in the morning, or just every day when I get dressed, if I try on a bunch of stuff, and if I don't, if I put on one outfit and it makes me feel a certain way, I feel good. And if I put on another one and it feels okay, if I go with that outfit, even if I wore that outfit a few days before and I felt really good in it, it can still just feel not as good that day. So I just feel there's for me at least, I know for other people I've talked to, there's a connection with mood and, confidence. It can really do something for a person. So as weird as that sounds, but clothing is important to me.
Well, absolutely. One of my favorite songs on a new album is Stay. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular song from the new album?
I'm sorry, which one?
Stay.
Stay. Yeah, that one. I That one is, I haven't listened to that one in forever. That song I wrote with Busby, who I also wrote Better with. And I think it was like a song that I like started to do, and then it was, we made it in, you know, in demo version, because that's kind of how you always do it. You do demo version, and then, it just kind of became a song, and I didn't really know it was going to. And it's definitely more of a, it has like a, I feel like it has like a different vibe than a lot of the CDs, so that it has a good contrast to everything.
Well, it definitely resonates. So let's get into, of course, one of the many fantastically written and sonically given 12-track Kaleidoscope from Miss G, Miss Belmar, from the new album Melancholy Fever with Stay, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
It's my first time, tell me you're kind. I've done good avoiding, but your charm is overwhelming. You know I'm bad with choices I have to make. You love indecisiveness, 'cause you always like to win.
To be honest, like, I don't, I don't think anything, I know it sounds strange, but I don't know if I've ever, like, had a time where I listened to something and then I wrote something shortly after. I mean, I'm sure I have, but not, like, consciously, like, to, like, motivate me. It just kind of, like, happens, or I force myself to try and write a song, which sometimes it takes a little longer to, you know, like, get something out. But I've been listening to, it depends kind of what mood I'm in and what I'm doing. If I'm cleaning the house, like, I got into, I had a friend show me the song Ain't That Easy off of D'Angelo's new album, and I've never really listened to D'Angelo that much. I mean, I remember that video when I was, like, little, and my, like, mom freaked out when that was played on the TV. She was, like, half naked. But I have, like, no I don't really know D'Angelo that much.
Okay.
It was, like, very R&B and, you know, like, let's get down kind of thing. And so then I just never listened to him. And then my friend showed me the Black Messiah album. And I started listening to it, and I got, like, obsessed. Listened to that. I always play Frank Ocean, like, even though I'm just been repeating his album for, like, however many years it's been now, like, almost 4 years. Like, I still listen to it, but that, and I really got into Elizabeth Frazier, and, like, she has the Cocteau Twins thing with that guy. I think it's her one guy. I do this thing where I'll, like, start liking an artist, and then I'll just listen to them, like, over and over and over and over, and I don't really switch it up until I get a recommendation, and I still have to even, like, kind of warm up to that, and then if I like it, I'll just, like, start listening to it, and then I won't listen to it for, like, a few months, and then I'll go back, and I'll start listening to it. So I find looking for music, like, slightly overwhelming to go try and, like, find it. So I just kind of I don't know, like, if I hear it and I'll look that person up, or somebody tells me, I'll look them up. But I'm not really, like, a hunter for it, but maybe I should, because I get really, like, bored with my music because I listen to it so much over and over.
Well, that's understandable. For you, for someone that has not had an opportunity to hear your music and they hear it for the first time, how would you describe your music? And not only that, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
That is the hardest question, like, when people ask me, for me to answer, so I'm still trying to figure it out. Because I feel like, you know, mine is probably a lot more subjective, so it might be very different. I always describe it as, like, it's definitely not upbeat. It's definitely not, like, you know, very, meaning upbeat, like, you know, like, happy sounding, or, like, fast, you know, fast paced. And, I usually say that it is, like, very melancholy, that, like, it's vibey. I know those aren't very descriptive words, but it's like I say, it's kind of vibey, it's kind of moody. It's not necessarily sad or depressing. I think some songs do feel more sad than other songs, but I think it has this kind of, like, nice in-between factor to it. But I don't know, like, genre-wise, it's really hard for me to kind of categorize it, like, you know, I know that there's, you know, jazz in there, you know, definitely, like, I know I have, like, a kind of jazzy sounding voice, so there's that element. I think that there is some sort of R&B element in there slightly. I think there's some hip-hop element in there with, like, the drum loops and stuff that I use, so, like, I guess you could call it, like, kind of trip-hoppy, but it's not really at all the way that it's used, because no scratchies or anything like that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm on a rant because I can't really explain. I'm still trying to figure out, like, the answer to it. I wish I could just be like, it's new jazz, like,
right,
hip-hop or something.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, the thing is, you know, a lot of artists, they get into this industry because they want. forge and they want the accolades that go along with it. For you, what does music mean to you?
I think it means I think it maybe is something that I find, you know, like solidifies a lot of, you know, doubt I may have on a day-to-day basis about things that I'm capable of doing for myself, or to, you know, to make something of myself while I'm here. So I think for me, it's like, it's something that like I try to get better at when I know that I do have kind of a, I do have kind of like a, you know, natural ability. So I, it's a bit easier for me than, you know, maybe other people, but for me, it's something that I feel like I want, it gives me like motivation to like work on it, because I want to be able to keep putting stuff out there that people feel connected to, and that makes me feel connected to people too. So it's like, it's a lot of things for me, but I think that it's mainly just that it's something that I know I have to do, or I don't know if I would necessarily be happy. I mean, I think I'd be happy, you know, doing something else, but I don't think I would feel as fulfilled at all.
Well, let me ask you, do you realize what gift that you have? I mean, you definitely have a gift. I know when people fall in love, listeners fall in love to a particular artist or a particular vibe or the music where they can relate to, as I said, the reviews and the feedback have been incredible. What are your thought processes possibly going outside the United States, to be more specific, to Europe, possibly Japan, and doing some extensive touring?
Sorry, I was really fuzzy at the end. I heard something about Japan, and then what was the last thing you said?
I was saying, how do you feel about actually going outside the United States and performing?
I'm so sorry. Let me just at least see if I can. Okay, how do I feel about going outside of the United States?
Yeah, go to Japan, United Kingdom.
Got you. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I went to London to work on my album for 3 weeks, so I know that I know I like Europe for sure. I love London. I would move there in a heartbeat. It's funny that you mentioned Japan, because Japan is like pretty much number one on my list. That's what I'm really looking forward to, is being able to like travel and tour and play shows for, you know, like just people in different countries. It'll be so crazy if that happens. So I feel excited about it.
Well, personally, it's just the vibe that I get is just around the corner, because again, along with myself and all the listeners out there, they love the new album. And speaking of the new album, let's get into some more music, of course, from Ms. G, from the new album, Melancholy Fever, with I'm feeling hiding. Let's go with Hiding Space here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio.
Takes me back to
Hiding Space from Miss G on the new album Melancholy Fever, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. You can pre-order it. The official release will be on September the 18th, but you can always go pre-order the album. You have to do that. That is definitely a must. It is definitely a must, man. It is definitely a pleasure. That is a very talented artist on the show. You know, when we get in this industry, it's definitely a business. It's business first and music second. And you are a brand now. How do you see yourself? Have you kind of sat down with your team and kind of planned within the next 5 years as far as how far you want your brand to expand musically?
I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if I would necessarily say that I want to put any limitation on how much it expands. But at the same time, I definitely, like, know that I would be, you know, content and happy if I was able to do it and be able to travel and I'd be able to, you know, like, live, you know, somewhat comfortably and not have to, you know, like, stress about having, like, another job and be able to do this as, like, my main thing. But at the same time, I don't know if I would, you know, I don't know where I see it in 5 years. I have no idea. I would hope that I would see, you know, at least I'd be able to be doing, you know, some sort of tour with another band that's, you know, cool and be able to gain some, you know, some follower, like some fans. And I don't know. I wouldn't say I want to put any limits to it, but at the same time, I don't necessarily like want to be famous. So I don't know. It's just like a kind of a weird scale that you have to weigh out the pros and cons, but you can't control it either.
Well, how have you been able to, you know, with a lot of, you know, as far as expectations are always high, especially, you know, on a new album or a new project in general. For you, how have you been able to maintain a balance between your personal life and also dealing with a hectic music schedule?
I don't know. I've been like, I don't really have that much of a social life because I'm so busy. I do get to see, like, I'll definitely, you know, make time to spend time with some friends because I feel like it's something that's a necessity and I need to do it for myself and just because I want to see them. But it's pretty intense. But I do it because I get sleep eventually. So when I get good sleep, it's okay.
Right, absolutely. Now, when I had an opportunity to see the video, Shenanigans, and I looked at it, I said, you know what, I can easily see this video or hear this particular song on a Quentin Tarantino film. Who came up with the concept with the Shenanigans video?
So initially, I wrote the concept of it. We met up with the director, Gus Black, who's really awesome, and he was really fun to work with. And I showed it to him, and I asked him if he liked it, and he said he liked it. He made some tweaks to it that I thought were really good, you know, good adjustments, and we just kind of went with that. But the whole kind of, like, premise of it is, like, the cat and the gun and like the ex-boyfriend that was like, and the wig, I wanted to have a wig on. It wasn't going to play that much of a part in it, but the wig was really awesome and I didn't want to take it off. And I think Gus just thought it looked really, he just thought it looked great. So we just kept it in. So, yeah.
Well, it seemed like you were really enjoying yourself and it definitely resonates through the video. So let's get into it. The new, one of the many fantastic songs on the new album, of course, Melancholy Fever, of course, Miss G with Shenanigans here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio. also pre-order the new album on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this evening again, family. We do apologize with the technical aspect of the show. It happens once every blue moon, but we will make sure it will not happen again. But again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us this evening, and much continued success.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Much continued success. Thank you so much. That was a very talented Miss Bellamar. You know what? I thought I had the first name pronounced correctly, but my goodness. But regardless, I'm going to spell it out for you to make sure you can catch up with her on all our different various websites. That's G-E-E-N. That's G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E. Spelled like Genevieve. Genevieve, like spelled like Genevieve now. Bellamar. That's B-E-L-L-E-M-R-E. You can catch up with her on Facebook and also on Twitter. That's the real G-E-N-E-I. Real G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, the letter B. That's at Twitter and also on Facebook. Or you can also get to with her at the official website. That's at Miss G or G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, Bellamar.com. Lord have mercy, the new album. The new album, Melancholy Fever. Lord have mercy. Well, I got you here. Let's get lost in some more therapeutic music, of course. Gino Young, Honeydew, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Think we met somewhere before. So now we're